give him thanks and praise, give him glory and honor, bless his righteous name. Father, we thank you. Lord, we exalt you. We give you thanks, Jesus. Blessed be your name, O Lord, for your faithfulness and mercies. Give him thanks, give him praise. This first midweek service, this first week of spiritual emphasis, the first day of the week of spiritual emphasis in the ninth month. Father, I thank you. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' most marvelous name, we have given thanks. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. All through this month, there shall be showers of blessings for you. Every day of this month, you will experience showers of blessings. Amen. The only news you'll be hearing are blessings. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. It has been declared, that's what you will see. Amen. Congratulate your neighbor for me. With a smile on your face, on your right and on your left. Congratulate your neighbor. Tell your neighbor, it's your season of showers of blessings. In the name of Jesus Christ. Put those hands together. Please be seated. Glory to God. Our teaching series that we are starting tonight, midweek services, and especially for this week of spiritual emphasis, is unveiling the blessings embedded in praise. And this will be part one of it. Unveiling the blessings embedded in praise. In other words, unveiling the blessings that is in praise. So praise carries blessings, and it is expedient for us to know what blessings are in praise in order to engage it. What we don't know, we can't engage with wisdom and with understanding. Glory to God. And let's start this night, tonight, with the anchor scripture for the midweek services, Isaiah chapter 51 and verse 11. The anchor scripture for midweek services, Isaiah 51 and verse 11. It says, therefore, the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their head. They shall obtain gladness and joy. He said, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. That is, the only news, the only thing that will be surrounding them, the only news and thing that we will be hearing about them is gladness and joy. He said, mourning and sighing and mourning and sorrow shall be far away from their tabernacle. There is the TLB translation, and I love it. It says, the time will come when God's redeemed will all come home again. They shall come with singing to Jerusalem, and Jerusalem is Zion, filled with joy and everlasting gladness. Sorrow and mourning shall flee away. Sorrow and mourning will all disappear. He said, they shall come, now take note, they shall be filled with joy and everlasting gladness. So their joy and their gladness is not for a season. Their joy and their gladness is not for when things are happening. Their joy and their gladness will be everlasting. That will be somebody's testimony here. From today, sorrow and mourning will never be your partner again. While sorrow and mourning, take notes please, very quickly. While sorrow and mourning focus on what is happening, please take care of those children, please. While sorrow and mourning focus on what is happening, praise, on the other hand, focus on what is written. Sorrow and mourning can be as a result of what is happening, Praise, on the other hand, focuses on what is written. David said, I will celebrate what is written over and above what is happening. I will celebrate what is written over and above what is happening. Psalm 56 and verse 4. In God, I will praise his word. In God, now take note. He said, in God, I will praise what? His word. That is, I will celebrate what is written. In God, I have put my trust. I will not fear what is happening. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. The GNV translation, there is a GNV translation. He said, I will rejoice in God because of his word. I will trust in God and will not fear what flesh can do unto me. I will celebrate what is written over and above what is happening. And God is not a stammerer. So David repeated it again in verse 10. He said, in God, I will praise his word. In the Lord, I will praise his word. Praise focuses on what is written, while sorrow and mourning focus on what is happening. Remember, what is written cannot change. What is happening, on the other hand, will change. What is written cannot change. What is happening will change. The truth is, what is written has capacity to change what is happening. What is written can change what is happening. 2 Corinthians 4, 17 to 18. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment. That is, what is happening is for a moment. It will still change. It will still change. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Why? While we look not at what is happening, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. What is happening is temporal. What is written cannot change. And what is written has capacity to change what is happening. What you are going through is just for a moment. It's not permanent. It is simply temporal. So you are not dejected by what is happening. You are celebrating what is written. Because sooner or later, well, sooner than you think, what is written will overtake what is happening. Because that is your portion. What is written has capacity to change what is happening. And one way we can change what is happening right now to what is written is in praise. You celebrate what is written over and above what is happening, and then you see what is happening gradually changing to what is written in praise. Glory to God. Somebody's story is changing this month. That makes praise a powerful weapon. A powerful weapon. And then it is expedient for us to know what is in praise in order to engage, because we are still going to praise him again tonight. So let's take a look at seven mysteries in praise. Tonight, let's take a look at seven mysteries that is in praise. What is in praise? Number one, we praise God for things to happen. Many people think praise, they take praise as when things has happened. That is Thanksgiving. And we do that only once in a month. Thanksgiving, when things has happened, we give God thanks for the things that has happened. But there is what is called the sacrifice of praise that is, when engaged, has capacity to change things to what we want it to be. There is what is called the sacrifice of praise. So we praise God for things to happen. We praise Him for things to happen. That is, we do not just praise God for what has happened, we praise God to make things happen. Every time you want things to happen, engage the neglected weapon of praise. Psalm 67, verses 5 to 7. Let the people praise thee, O Lord. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase. And God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Let the people praise thee, O Lord. Let all the people praise thee. And as the praise is going on, then shall the earth yield her increase. So we pray. The earth was barren, but we praise God to make the earth fruitful. Let the people praise thee, O Lord. Let all the people praise thee. Then, after the praise has gone up, then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. So we praise God to make things happen. Praise me for the land, and then the land will begin to yield and increase. Listen to me very carefully. If you don't praise God for your basement, you are not permitted to change level. You want to see? You want to move into your condo? You want to move into your, what's the other one? After condo. Semi-detached? You want to move into your detached? You want to move into your mansion? Thank God first for where you are, and then you see the next level. We praise God to make things happen. Father, I thank you for where I am, but I know where I'm going to. I know what your word says. So I'm thanking you for where I am in anticipation of where I'm going. Jesus said, hey, they said, we only have five loaves and three fishes. Everybody started complaining. Jesus said, bring it. Father, thank you that we even have something. And then as he gave God thanks, he began to be what was not enough, became what needed to be distributed. And after distribution, they still had more than enough. Somebody say more than enough.
More than enough.
That will be your testimony from now.
Amen.
Number two, very quickly, what is in praise? We praise God to subdue our enemies. We praise God to subdue our enemies. One day, children were praising God, and the disciples tried to stop them. Little children were praising Jesus. They were praising God. And the disciples said, keep quiet. Look at what happened. Matthew 21, verses 9 to 11. And the multitudes that went before and that followed cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Okay, you showed me the wrong one. And the multitudes that went before and that followed cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And when he was come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, who is this? And the multitude said, this is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee. Who is this that the people are praising? And they said, it's Jesus. And he started clearing up the temple and tearing everywhere up and performing miracles. And the scribes started what they know to do best, which is to criticize. They started what they know to do best, which was to criticize. And they said, because they were the ones saying, who is this one that everybody is praising? Why are they not praising us? Where is this man coming from? He's taking all the shine from us. And they said, well, it's Jesus of Nazareth. And as he was doing that, verse 15 said, and when the chief priests and scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children crying in the temple and saying, Hosanna to the Son of David, they were so what? Displeased. They didn't like it. They are supposed to be praising us. Who is he? Where is he coming from? Is he not the carpenter's son? Why are they praising him? They were so displeased. And then the next verse said, and said unto him, hearest thou, and said unto, they were so, and said unto him, hearest thou this say? And Jesus said unto them, he said, in other words, why are they praising you? Everybody keep quiet. Yea, have ye never read? Jesus said to them, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou hast perfected praise. The praises of those with a pure heart will subdue your enemies. And then he said, there is power in the praise of the one with a pure heart, like these children. Why are they praising me? Psalm 8 and verse 2. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest steal the enemy and the avenger. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, every time the praise of the one with a pure heart goes up, their enemies. Praiseful people don't need to fight. God fights for them. Praiseful people don't engage in a fight. God secretly and openly fights their battles. So Jesus said, you don't understand what these guys are doing. They are subduing you, my enemies, by their praise. From now, as you praise him, the Lord will silence your enemies. Amen. What is in praise? Number three, we praise God to experience strange order of favor. How many desire favor tonight? Favor will locate you. Amen. Strange dimension of praise that commands strange dimension of favor. Strange dimension of praise will always command strange dimension or strange order of favor. David gave God a strange order of praise that was not common with kings. 2 Samuel 6 and verse 14, he said, and David danced before the Lord with all his might, and David was girded with a linen ephod. He danced so much that someone despised him. There are people in church that as they are praising God, there are people who are looking at them that you have started again. What you don't know is that as that person is praising God, everything that goes out of their life, you are carrying it. By despising them, praising their master. They are praising their master is that you have started again. What's your own? Glory to God. Be spiritual, be careful. There are some very spiritual things that some people, you are now wondering why things are not working. I'm doing everything. Why are things not working? Because you are despising some people in your heart. The people who are praising God in their heart and with their soul and with their body and with everything that they have. But you are despising them in your heart. You are carrying everything that they are dropping. But that will not be you from now.
Amen.
Verse 16. So, and David danced before the Lord with all his might, and David was guarded with a linen ephod. Verse 16 says, and as the ark of the Lord came into the city of David, Michal, Saul's daughter, looked through a window and saw King David leaping and dancing. Is it before man? Before the Lord. And she despised him in her heart. And what you think in your heart is what will eventually come out of your mouth. He said, verse 20, and David returned to bless his household. And now, after David danced and praised God, he first of all blessed the whole of Israel. He blessed everybody. And then David, with his dancing and with his blessings, went home with the remainder of the blessings to bless his household. And in his own household, came the despise. Then David returned to bless his household. And Michal, the daughter of Saul, came out to meet David and said, ah, how glorious was the king of Israel today, who uncovered himself today in the eyes of the handmaids of his servants. That was what was concerning her, in the hands of the handmaids. So all our handmaids have seen your chest. All the servants have seen your chest. She was not concerned about the praise unto God. She was concerned about who is still her husband. All the handmaids, go back there. All the handmaids you have showed them your six pack. So everybody will now be looking for you. As one of the vain fellows shamelessly uncovered himself. Why? Because as David was dancing, he just took off his robe and started dancing. Without thinking of who was. David was so spiritual, he wasn't thinking along that line. But the one that was not spiritual was thinking about something else. Ah! You have the six pack that I'm entitled to. You have allowed everybody to see it now. You are a shameless man. Glory to God. What happened? Verse 23. Therefore, Michal, the daughter of Saul, had no child unto the day of her death. Michal suffered a curse, but look at David. What was David's profit or gain for celebrating his father? Psalm 30 and verse 7. Lord, by thy favor, thou hast made my mountain to stand strong. Thou didst hide thy face, and I was. Every time you are hiding your face, I will be troubled. I cannot afford for you to hide your face. And God said, I will favor you. Every time you praise, your praise goes up, favor comes down. Someone here will be favored. I said, someone here will be favored. It's your season of favor. Number four, what is in praise? We praise God to experience fearful blessings. Fearful blessings. We engage fearful praise to experience fearful blessings. Psalm 67, verses 5 to 7. Let the people praise thee, O Lord, let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield and increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. In other words, the type of blessings we will experience, that praise will bring upon us, will bring fear to others. That what? I fear the God that this one serves. What kind of blessing is this? I've never seen this kind of blessing before. That kind of blessing is coming upon you tonight. As you praise him tonight, that kind of fearful blessing is coming upon you. I said it is coming upon you. I was sharing with someone in Atlanta recently. I said, see, in 2 weeks, see what God has done. Here in Calgary, the person said, Pastor, I desire your kind of blessing. That is the kind of fearful blessings that men, people will know that this cannot be men now. Man cannot do this one for you. This can only be God. That fearful blessing is coming upon you. You may not look like it, but you are entering into it. What is in praise? Number five, we praise God to experience personal blessings. Somebody say personal blessings. Now, in one of the praise sessions in Canaan land, God's servant changed the usual lyrics of his song. As they were praising, God's servant said, stop, change the lyrics. They were saying, we've come to say thank you, we've come to say thank you. No. I've come to say thank you, I've come to say thank you. It is in your personal thanksgiving and praise that you receive personal blessings. I've come to say thank you, because we can generalize things. We generalize it on Wednesday. We generalize it on Sunday. But look at what David said. Glory to God. Psalm 34 and verse 1. I will bless the Lord at all times, not only on Wednesday, not only on Sunday, in the morning, in the toilet, in the bathroom, everywhere, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in our mouth. As a matter of fact, you know what? The truth of the matter is, we've come to say thank you. Inside the one that is saying we've come to say is, when will this rice be ready? When will this? I'm hungry, oh, Jesus. We've come to say, but inside, so we have not all come to say thank you. Glory to the name of the Lord. Somebody's inside, somebody's heart, something else is going on. He's just saying it, just do like this to him, he will not come back to life. It's like his heart is not there. He's saying it, but his heart is not there. So he said, I've come to say thank you. I've come to, so if you are singing it tonight, you know what to say. I've come to say thank you. All I have to say is thank you, Lord. And then David said again in 1 Chronicles 29 and verse 3, moreover, because I have set my affection to the house of my God, I have of my own good of gold and silver, which I have given to the house of my God, over and above all that I have prepared for the holy house. In other words, my personal impute in this thing is separate from the general one. Don't mix it up. My personal one is separate from the general one. Put up that other translation, EHV. Because of my devotion to the house of my God, from my personal treasure of gold and silver, I am also giving for the house of my God in addition to all that I have already provided for this holy house. So what does that mean? David wanted to build a house for God. God said, no, your hand is full of blood. Don't build a house for me. He said, your son, I've prepared Solomon to build a house for me. But the Bible says, everything that they gathered, they had already gathered things from everybody. You bring this. Everybody brought things for the building of the house of the Lord. And David kept all those things. And the Bible says, apart from the things that we did, I've already also from my own personal treasure gathered some other things so that when Solomon comes, he will not need anything. There will be no need for anything to build the house of God. Personal praise generates personal blessings. So you praise God personally in your car, you get personal blessings. You receive personal blessings. No one here will be robbed of their personal blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. What is in praise? Number 6, we praise God to receive returns on every spiritual seed. We praise God to receive returns on every spiritual seed. And spiritual seeds include all spiritual investments. Soul winning, praying kingdom advancement, and prayers, departmental service, returns on kingdom investment delivers by praise. No matter your level of investment, it will deliver by praise. That is, we water our kingdom investment with praise. Hebrews 13:15, Bible speaking, it said, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Continuous watering, not giving up. Now, some time ago, many years ago, when we gave birth to our daughter, in those days in Brampton, Ontario, while my wife was on maternity leave, someone introduced that to one business like that. That because he had so much time at home taking care of the kids, she would be on the computer doing the business. And I wasn't comfortable with that business. I had my doubts. But she would always say, oh, you don't know, so-so-so person just cashed out. So-so-so person just cashed out. And inside me, I'll be saying, you two cash out quickly. Oh. Cash out now. But they want the money to grow before they cash out. Now, never did she say anything negative about that business. Until one day. Glory to God. I came home and I saw what's going on. They said the business is put on hold online. I said, why? They said, because it looks like some people are doing some funny things. Inside me, I'm like, it has come. I said it. This one is not legit. You should have cashed out already. They said they're just putting it on hold for a while. They will drop it. Inside me, I said, what are they putting on hold and they are dropping? They are putting it on hold because it's scam. It is scam. But here is the thing. There is no person in business that runs that business down with their mouth. Even when it's not looking like it, if you say the negative, it is coming down. Even when it is not looking like it. So you water the business with the fruit of your lips, which is praise. You water it with the fruit of your lips, which is praise. Nobody ever says anything negative about their business because you have killed it already. Proverbs 12:14. A man shall be satisfied with good by the fruit of his mouth, and the recompense of a man's hands shall be rendered unto him. I looked at it in ERV translation. It says, people get good things for the words they say, and they are rewarded for the work they do. People get good things for the words they say, and they are rewarded for the work they do. But this one is the one I love most. This one nails it. GNT translation. Your reward depends on what you say and what you do. You will get what you desire. What you desire is different from what you say. But your reward will come from what you say, not your desire. You can desire a Tesla, but your words command a 1995 Corona Toyota. I'm not saying Corolla, I'm saying Corona. How many know Corona, Toyota Corona? Technically, if you can find Toyota Corona, put it up for me so that they can understand where I'm going. Your words, your work, if your work demands that a Tesla be brought to you, but your words are blocking the Tesla and attracting a 1995 Toyota Corona. Why? Because of the words of your mouth. The words of your mouth are already... I see some people's cars. There is somebody's car I see every time. And I say, this car, Father, I also receive it in Jesus' name. Lord, this car, I receive it in Jesus' name. This car, I receive it in Jesus' name. But somebody is saying, we don't know what they are doing. We don't know what they are doing. That they are buying that kind of car. But Lord, if this is the only one, I don't want it. That's why you can't have one. Your work desires a Tesla, but your mouth is commanding. You can't find Corona. You can't find Toyota Corona. Corona. Glory to God. That is Toyota. That's the latest of the latest one. Are you getting what God is saying? That's the latest of the latest one. If they show you the old, the 1995, put up a Tesla if you can see one there. Put up a Tesla. Glory to God. That's the work of your hands commands the Tesla, but the words of your lips is attracting the Corona. 1995 Corona. That will not be you again. That will not be anyone in this commission, in this assembly again. What comes out of your mouth waters the seed. Proverbs 18:20. A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. Good News Translation says, you will have to live with the consequences of everything you say. You will have to live with the consequences of everything you say. ICB, International Children's Version. What you say affects how you live. You will be rewarded by how you speak. Oh, tell your neighbor you will not speak anyhow again. Tell your neighbor you will not speak anyhow again. And how do you speak anyhow? You're murmuring and complaining. Murmuring and complaining will deflate your returns. Your murmuring and complaining will you are in a unit serving faithfully, but any little thing, we don't even know what they are doing. We don't even know what they are doing there. This unit, I don't even know why I'm there. You have already deflated your returns. Be careful what you say. What is happening in that unit is not your business. Come, serve, go. But complaining, did you see the head of department today? Did you hear what he said? This assistant head of department, I don't understand. Well, how did he even get there? Who put them there? Stop deflating your increase and your returns by the fruit of your lips. Very quickly, because of time. Number 7, finally, we praise God to provoke divine interventions. All the above we have talked about are divine interventions. And in Acts chapter 16, verses 24, it says, who having received such a charge, you know, when they put them in prison, the Bible says they received the charge to thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. In other words, there is no way that they can come out of this one. But when they began to praise, the Lord came down himself. The Bible says there was divine intervention, and suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately, all the doors were open. We praise God to provoke divine intervention. God will arise for someone here tonight. God will arise for someone here tonight. If that is you, rise up on your feet. Give God thanks. Give him praise. Give him glory. Any door that you think has been closed, the Lord will arise for you. He will make a way for you. He will intervene on your behalf. By this prayer session tonight, somebody's level will change in the name of Jesus. Give God thanks tonight. Give him all praise and all glory. Give him all honor and all adoration. Magnify his name and exalt him. Bless him, bless him, bless him. Father, we thank you. Lord, we glorify and exalt your name. Thank you, King of glory. Thank you, faithful Father. Thank you, Spirit of the living God. We glorify, Lord, in Jesus' most precious name. We have praised. Somebody, all eyes closed and all heads bowed. Somebody's there tonight that wants to say, Lord Jesus, I want to know you as my Lord and my Savior so that my praise can ascend to you. So that my praise shall have no barriers. Someone else wants to say, Lord, I was with you before, but I walked out on you. I want to return to you so that you can also accept me. Why not tonight? If you're in any of those categories, put your right hand on your heart, wherever you are, let me pray with you. You want to say, Lord, have mercy on me. I want to know you as my Lord and my Savior. Or you want to say, Lord Jesus, I want to rededicate my life to you. Thank you, everlasting Father. You are saying that, you are doing that right now. Just repeat these words after me online or on ground. Say with me, Lord Jesus, I've come to you tonight just as I am. I know I'm a sinner, but I know you died for me. And on the third day you rose again that I might be justified. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Thank you, Lord, because now I'm born again. In Jesus' marvelous name. Father, thank you for these precious souls. Your grace brought them. Let the same grace preserve them. These ones will never go back to perdition again. They will begin to take root downwards and bear fruit upwards for the praise and glory of your name. Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus' most precious name we have prayed. Amen. You said that prayer in your heart. Why not wave your hands to Jesus? You said it. Glory to God. You said it online. Also send a text message that to the number that is being displayed right now, and someone will get in touch with you. Somebody's blessed tonight in the name of Jesus. Amen. Grace to praise him to answer.
Amen.
Receive it tonight.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. What do you want in praise tonight? Lift up your voice to heaven. The table is declared blessed tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Grace to praise. Receive it from the table in the name of Jesus Christ. Receive it tonight. Speak to him tonight. Father, as I praise you tonight, this is my desire. This is my desire. This is what I desire of you. This is what I desire of you, O Lord. As we praise tonight, this is what my desire is. As we praise tonight, this is my desire. Even in the glorious name of Jesus, this is my desire. As we praise tonight, this is my desire. Lerobo Zeglaruze, strength to praise you. Praising you to receive answers. I receive it tonight. Malaraze, Nero Ketolia, Brazos Lerobozezia. I receive grace to praise you to receiving answers tonight. And your name only exalted and glorified. Father, we give you thanks and praise. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' most marvelous name, we have given thanks. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. If you have your table, lift it up to heaven right now, Father. We lift this table up to you right now. We declare it the flesh and the blood of Christ. Lord, as Christ was never tired praising you, we will never be tired praising you. I'm praising you to receive answers. We receive it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus' marvelous name, we have prayed. Please partake of the table as the overcomer's voice lead us in serious praise.
You are worthy of my praise. You are worthy of my praise, invisible God. That's what
Bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you. The Lord may give you peace on every side. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, receive peace on every side. Peace at home. Peace at work. Peace in business. Peace in career. Peace in academics. Peace in the morning. Peace at night.